Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
G'day, Rob.
Good morning, good morning. Right, bees, my second favourite species.
Next to?
Tardigrades.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
And then actually I thought after that, I haven't got anything.
That's just it, tardigrades and bees.
Staffies, I do like Staffordshire Bull Terriers, but anyway.
Staffy too. That's Rob's top three, tardigrades, then bees, then staffies.
Yeah. Right, now a recent study by researchers from the Queen Mary University of London suggests that bumblebees, when given the chance, like to have a little play about.
Oh, get out of here.
That is true, and I've seen the footage of it. In one experiment, the bees, which were tracked by age and sex, and over an 18-day period, could make their way through an unobstructed path to a feeding area or opt for a detour into a chamber of wooden balls. You know that's the original name of the first Harry Potter film. Many of them, that's a bit vague, doesn't it say how many, took the detour and they moved the balls about, some appearing to do somersaults and holding on to them.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then others would walk in reverse, pulling the balls with them, which is an unnatural movement for bumblebees.
So, bee circus.
Yeah, there is. You can see it on YouTube.
Oh, my God, I'm definitely going to go watch that.
Researchers say this is yet more evidence that insects may be capable of experiencing feelings.
Sort
of finding.
Think about that next time you're going to squash a spider.
Implications.
Yeah, think about that next time you walk along a field.
Yeah. Jeez. Sorry, Rob.
Well, I'm with you 100% on that. This sort of finding has implications to our understanding of sentience and the welfare of insects.
Wow.
Now, I'm just going to stop there for a second because I'm going to let you into how my mind works.
Okay.
My mind is like a pinball. Bing, bing, bong, bing, bang. And this is what happened after I read that bit. That made me think about everything on the planet really living. I think it's sentient.
Yeah.
Because they communicate. Even sponges and things like that, they communicate with each other, right? Turn over the page. They communicate and... I put trees and plants in with that as well, because they communicate with each other chemically.
They do.
Right, now.
Fungally.
When you think about it, now, and species actually communicate with other species.
Like when you chat to your staffy.
No. Like, and we're going to go back to a bee. A bee is attracted to a flower.
Yeah.
So that flower is communicating with that bee.
Yeah, true. With its colours and its pollens and its smells.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. All creatures, apart from us, they'll communicate with each other.
Well, we do too, but I think we're just less aware of it being like something we do as a sort of, you know, animal thing that we do.
Yeah.
You know, I think we sort of just... forget that we're part of nature.
And then I thought, this is where my mind really started going all over again.
I wish you guys could see Rob's hand gestures because it's getting to big brain energy here.
I was wondering, it'd be fantastic if they could actually talk to each other.
Oh.
Like, and I was imagining a conversation between an ant and a bee.
Oh.
Right? And
sounds like a Snoopy cartoon.
This is sort of got to do with COP27, and I agree with what they're trying to do there. I want to get that out there first before anybody starts texting in saying I don't like it, because I like bikes as well. It should never have gone past COP3, really, before stuff started happening, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is my poem.
Okay, hang on, go ahead, the sting.
Sorry.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right. If a bee could speak to an ant, this is what I think they'd say. Very soon it's going to be our day. Humans haven't got a clue. COP27, serious changes should have been made after COP2. Not enough humans know what to do. It's not about the individual, it's about us all. Oh, hang on a minute. That's me. I'm off. Just seen a wooden ball.
Oh, I'm going to have to go watch the video of the bees playing with the wooden ball now. It sounds joyful. If you need something for your Wednesday morning, maybe we'll link it in the podcast after the show. You've picked us a very joyful song as well today, Rob. What are we listening to?
Well, I've chosen this because of my mind that goes, E-R-O-O. This is Lena Lovitch with Lucky Number.
The inside of Rob's mind. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much, Rob.